Well, obviously, didn't take it lightly. It's been something that had been playing on my mind for a few months. I had contemplated it probably a year ago, and then obviously I got a bad ankle injury, and that made me change my mind on the situation. But then now, with just a few things that happened, again, with like the injuries and also with a good job opportunity that got put to me, a business opportunity, it just felt right, and you know, it seemed like the right decision to be making, I guess.
Was the injuries a big part of the decision to hang up the skates? Because that's obviously been, you know, well documented. You had that really bad ankle sprain, and then it was a groin tear last season, wasn't it?
That's right. Well, the year before, I had to have reconstructive surgery in my ankle, which, to be honest, that one didn't. But then this season, I tore my tendon in my groin. Then I went back, and then I re-tore it and tore it off the bone. But also, when I went for my scans, it also showed up that I had osteopubis, which is like a chronic like problem in a pubic region that's never going to get any better. It's like my pubic bone is basically full of microscopic fractures that's going to flare up from time to time, and there's nothing you can do about that. That's just something that's been caused over 20 years or so playing in goal. So yeah, that had a big influence on what I was deciding to do, and like I say, just coupled with the same time as having this business opportunity put to me, it just felt like it was a kind of a no-brainer.
And I guess it's nice in a respect to go out on a high, you know, league champions, getting to two finals as well last year. You had a heck of a season at the Steelers.
Yeah, you know, it was a great season, a great set of lads. I've always been fortunate while I've been in Sheffield that the boys have all been great. You know, I've been very fortunate that I've played in great locker rooms and with the boys, and you know, you win a championship, like you say, there's no better way than to bow out when you're at the top, I guess.
And much like the first year that you joined the Steelers, even though you only played a handful of games last season, those games still proved to be vital in the context of winning the league campaign.
Yeah, again, you know, I've been very fortunate while I've been in Sheffield that whenever I have played, it turned out that they tend to be pretty big games, and being able to stand up and do a job and help, you know, collect points that's gone on for us to win leagues.
Looking back on it now, what have been some of the highlights of your career at both Nottingham and Sheffield?
You know, both would have been Belfast away. My first Elite League start, I was thinking about this the other day, my first Elite League start for Nottingham was in Belfast, and we won, and I was 18, and that was a nice feeling in the locker room. But then, just gone, Belfast away, when I had to play injured, and I remember sitting in the change room and thinking, you know what, if this is my last game, and I'm pretty comfortable with that, because it was such a nice feeling in the change room with the boys after, because we were really up against it that night, managed to get a win there. So those two games really stick out in my mind. You know, I enjoyed playing in the Continental Cup when I was with Nottingham and Sheffield, but those two were the big games for me.
And you've also got under your belt two league titles and obviously the Challenge Cup with Nottingham as well.
Yeah, I've been fortunate that I've been involved with the playoffs, won it twice, won the league title twice, and you know, the Challenge Cup twice. So six trophies in, I think it's 13 years or so, it's not too bad.
That's not a bad record for a backup, is it?
No.
What's next for you now then? You mentioned obviously this business opportunity. What does the future look like for you?
You know, it looks interesting. I'm excited about it. I'm going to get involved with property developing. It got put to me a couple of months ago, pretty much when I got re-injured again. And, you know, to and fro with it, the idea, but it made more and more sense, because at the end of the day, eventually one day you've got to step away from the sport and look at what you're going to do for the rest of your life, and this just seemed to come out a perfect time.
Are you planning to stay involved with the club and ice hockey in general? Is there a potential role in the future for you there?
I'd like to. Ideally, I'd love to stay involved with the sport. You know, it's been a big part of my life since I was 7 years old, 13 now, so I've been involved with it for just over 23 years. So yeah, it's been huge for me. Spoke to Sheffield and they'd like to keep me involved somehow in maybe a goaltending coaching capacity, which I'm quite interested in looking at. But we'll have to see, I guess, and see how it pans out.
And that's something that Paul Thompson has talked about in expanding the amount of coaches at the club. He's talked about, you know, bringing in strength and conditioning coaches, positional coaches, and I guess that's, you know, something at the back of his mind, and, you know, going forward in the future that might be an option for yourself.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, like I love Sheffield as a club. I grew up supporting them. First ever game was in was at the arena watching the Steelers. So I'd love to stay involved with the club in some capacity, and ideally, obviously, in a coaching role as a goaltender.
The young chap that they brought in as this season's backup has come up from the Steel Dogs, a guy called Brad Day, 20 years of age. How much do you know about him?
Just very little, to be honest. You know, I think I've only seen him play once or twice. All I really know is that he played for the Steel Dogs as the backup, but he seems a nice lad. You know, I know I've seen him around here, the rink, a few times, and I have a chat with him. You know, comes across as quite a nice guy. I'm sure they'll be more than able to do a job for the Steelers.
And the Steelers' netminder position is something that a lot of fans have been talking about, obviously, with Frank Doyle leaving the club. Josh Unis is currently playing in Australia down there in the Australian Hockey League. What does the Steelers' netminder need, in your mind, going forward to this next season?
I think for the Steelers, they need a guy who's going to be consistent. Some guy that doesn't have to turn in a 94 and 95% save average on the Saturday night and then turn in an 83 and 84% on the Sunday night. You need the guy that's going to be consistently giving you the 91s, 92s, night after night. And I think that's someone that, obviously, Tomo will be looking to recruit.
And, of course, the regulations have changed now in bringing in goaltenders. I think they've got to have played a certain amount of first-team starts under the belt. So, obviously, that's going to narrow the pool, isn't it, as well, for selecting goaltenders?
Well, obviously, it is. It takes away, to some capacity, quite a big market in North America. The way that they play, the goaltender situation is played out there, is usually like maybe a 60-40% kind of split. Whereas in Europe, it's completely different. You know, you have your starter and you have your backup. So it kind of takes away a big pool in North America to some extent. Okay, you're still going to have a few guys that will be playing the majority of the games, but you lose a lot of goaltenders. For instance, Chubak, who was at Belfast, he wouldn't be able to play this season as a result of the new ruling. So it takes away quite a big pool.
And you know, Paul Thompson hasn't ruled out Josh Unis. He's a player that you saw play a lot last season. What did you make of his first, you know, I think it's 20 games in the Elite League?
He came in and did a great job for the club. You know, he was some of the games he was huge and very impressive in the number of shutouts he was getting. So he came in and he took the opportunity, he did well with it.